Hello, guys and gals, me Mudahar, and this phone can now have me reported to the law enforcement agencies if I end up using it. I'm not joking, ladies and gentlemen. It seems like if you are somebody that uses this specific type of phone, you could actually accidentally be reported to law enforcement agencies because you're failing age verifications. Yeah, you know, I've talked a lot about this age verification and mass surveillance stuff. Plenty of YouTubers have. It's been a growing concern for a lot of people. Like, hey, you know, I keep driving around and seeing those creepy flock cameras capturing my vehicle, figuring out my daily patterns. It's creepy, you know? I don't want it in my city. Thankfully, people fight back against that. But we're living in a day and age where most of the internet and most of the devices we buy are now verifying our ages and effectively, like, trying to build a registry, I would say, of, you know, who you are, where you go to, what you download, what you interact with, right? It's a creepy world around, and, you know, it's even creepier when you find out that there are private companies that are sort of responsible for handling some of the most sensitive information that you have. Now, I'm not joking, this phone is a Graphene OS device. Now, Graphene OS, for anybody that doesn't know, is a very privacy-focused operating system for Android phones. Now, you could be using an iPhone, for instance, and iPhones are great, but they're basically Fisher-Price phones where they're effectively locked down to ever-loving buck. You could purchase yourself, like, a Samsung device, which is basically Android, but now it's becoming increasingly more locked down. Or you can purchase yourself one of these Google phones and basically get rid of all of the Google slop that comes with it and replace it with something like Graphene OS. Now, Graphene OS is so simple to actually install. You go to their website, grapheneos.org, and provided you have a matching device, usually one from like Google, you can go to this little install button, web USB, and provided you have a Windows system, Mac system, or any of these Linux distributions, or fuck, even Graphene OS itself. Literally just go from reproduce by budding type shit. You can go all the way to the bottom, and as soon as you have your device plugged in, various drivers installed, you can click these four buttons where it unlocks the bootloaders, downloads the operating system, flashes it onto your phone, and then locks the bootloader again. And ladies and gentlemen, with just a, I would say, 20 minutes of your time, you now have accessed a phone that is so private it pisses off governments, law enforcement agencies, and ultimately keeps you safe. So where did this story kind of come out from, ladies and gentlemen? Well, literally the other day, I was kind of looking at this one post where one user says that they were reported to the cops for using this phone. So I was like, whoa, what the fuck is this? So a guy by the name of GlideB goes, I saw this on a site earlier today, thought it'd be worth the post. Yoti, which for anybody that doesn't know what Yoti is an age verification or identity platform, which a lot of companies use in order to verify if the user on their platform is an adult or over the age of whatever is the age of majority in the region. So basically, this private company does a whole bunch of different ways to check for age, provides digital ID, and verifies you. And the way that it does this is, you know, through a multitude of various different things, whether it be facial age estimation, where, again, they capture an image of your face, and they analyze it, and they say, okay, that person looks to be over 18. Or in certain cases, depending on what the government would want, hey, send us a photo of your driver's license. Hey, send me a photo of your passport. You know, something that, you know, back when I was a fucking kid, back when I was in school, back when I was in high school, shit, even back when I was in college, you know, they would just straight up tell you, so you probably shouldn't share this with anyone. You know, it's funny, like, when it comes to your, like, social, like, your social number, your SIN number, your SSNs, you shouldn't be sharing that with anybody at all. And now it's like, you know, it's crazy the world we live in where the amount of information you have to give up to access the most basic shit on the internet, it's not okay, and it should never be fucking normalized. But anyways, this company was responsible for verifying a user's age. So the actual original person, PyDuck, comes out and says they were introduced to a company called Yoti when they were working with PlayStation or Sony. So basically they were connected to the PlayStation network, and for anybody that doesn't know, PlayStation has been doing age verification for over, like, what, 2, maybe 3 years now, if you live in places like the United Kingdom. So it's not that you can't go onto your PlayStation and just play a fucking game without verifying who you are. No, you can just buy a PlayStation, you know, connect it locally into your home, put in a disc, and play it. But whenever you try to access the PlayStation Network, which is the online side of things, and let's say you want to play a game online, or let's say you want to, I don't know, talk to somebody online, or like engage in social features, they will inquire that, hey, you need to verify who you are before you access shit like it. Now this can suck, you know, if you're somebody that uses PlayStation social features, which a lot of people do, but now in order to access it online, you have to prove you're 18. You have to give them an ID to basically talk to other people over the network. So I find this to be a massive overreach. Some would say that, oh, but it protects children and it prevents bad people from getting access to things. Again, if you're a parent that is truly concerned about your kid or any of that stuff, you should probably monitor what they're even doing on the PlayStation to begin with, rather than getting the fucking state to baby the rest of the world. But hey, it's your fuck up, I'm living in it, right? Anyways, you can do it either on their main website or on a console app. So he chose to do it on their website, as the button is in your profile. I tried using their face scan and ID scan, and they fail multiple times consecutively. After I think 8 to 10 attempts, I got blocked and was unable to verify the account. Okay, so, alright, that happened. So he contacts PlayStation support about it, and they said I had to contact Yodi because the verification is handled by Yodi, not Sony. So Sony was like, we don't even fucking do this ourselves. You contact the third party we're trusting to take, you know, personal information from you and verify you're fucking 18. So Yodi replies a day later and says that my suspicious behavior was automatically sent to the authorities and they were shooting down my request. So I was like, that's a fucking insane fucking post to see. I need to read this for myself. So here he shows, obviously, what's going on. And here he posts that, thanks for getting in touch. So this is the automatic response back. And so he ends up getting a response from help@yoti.com. So Yodi is sitting over there. It's like, hey, thank you for contacting us and providing the requested information regarding your request due to past security concerns. Yodi automatically flags multiple verification attempts and any devices running Graphene OS. So basically, if you're using this phone, right, this phone that I'm using, that I use to protect myself from all of the nasty shit on the internet, right? When I use my YouTube channel, when I do like important things like taxes or like, you know, anything with money, anything with my personal information, I don't use my fucking iPhone. Now, my iPhone is very secure, as would be even this Android Samsung phone. They're actually pretty secure devices, but they're not perfect. Graphene OS, fortunately for them, they kind of earned their badges, because even when you look into companies like NSO Group, which are these Israeli gray hat sort of mercenary-like hacker groups that basically find exploits in all of these devices. Again, this device is not inherently more secure than an iPhone or more secure than, again, an Android device. Well, it kind of is, just by the nature of, again, the effort put into, again, sandboxing and protecting this device. But a lot of these, you know, companies put in so much money in order to find exploits in something like an iPhone. Now, when the NSO group finds something in an iPhone that they can exploit and break into, they don't report it to Apple so it can be fixed. What they do is they harvest that. They basically take those like pieces of malware, payloads, exploits they find, and then with the exploits they build malware, and that malware is then used as a service and sold to agencies like law enforcement agencies or governments or whatever to break into people's devices, right? Or break into suspected criminal devices. That's how they sell this technology, right? And mind you, this same malware, Pegasus, has actually been spotted inside people who were in members of parliament in the European Union. So people that have control over your life, my life, people that are actually in serious fucking positions of power have ended up actually having this device or their devices infected with Pegasus malware. Now again, here's the thing. Is it Israel doing it? Is it an American? Who the fuck is hacking these guys? We don't know, but they could have benefited from this little device right here. They could have benefited from a little bit of privacy. And that privacy is what these governments, this age verification world of fucking cops, want to take away from you. It's crazy to think, right? Again, this is not a new situation, by the way. Cops have actually targeted things like Graphene OS, especially when it comes to, again, law enforcement agencies, right? For instance, in Cops in Catalonia, again, the same place where members of parliament, like I just talked about, were fucking breached, law enforcement agencies associate those various Google Pixels with crime because drug traffickers are increasingly turning to these phones. But it's not Google's chip that criminals favor, it's Graphene OS, which is the actual OS that takes advantage of all those security features and gives you privacy. So yes, I understand that drug traffickers, you know, cartel leaders, you know, terrorists, child molesters, a lot of bad people use devices like this. You know what a lot of bad people do? They use the dark web. The dark web is filled with fucked up shit. But that's just the nature of these kind of technologies, right? Like, what we can use to protect ourselves, unfortunately, bad people use for their advantage as well, too. What I really hate in this situation is when fucking cops, when governments, when the fucking elite tell me I can't protect myself, but they can fucking protect themselves. I hate the two-tier fucking system that we are slowly being pushed towards. That is the shit that keeps me up at fucking night, to be honest with you. Anyways, to go back to this letter, right? These instances are automatically reported to both the authorities and our security teams. Unfortunately, as multiple attempts were made from this specific device, your account has been flagged for suspicious activity. Consequently, this request is being closed down. So some overzealous piece of shit at this fucking filthy scab company, and I really do consider these age verification companies to be like fucking scabs, dog shit, awful fucking harbingers of like actual mass surveillance to push this kind of stuff. Now, obviously, were the cops contacted? Again, going by their own words, they had reported these instances automatically to relevant law enforcement agencies, which I have no reason to believe they didn't, but they also reached out to their security team. Why? Because the person who was trying to verify that they were a fucking adult to play video games online with other people in a free and open setting was suddenly fucking considered a criminal because guess what? They dared to keep their information private and safe on a device that respected who the fuck they are. Now, for full context and full transparency over here, I want you to understand the email that we read could also have been faked, right? This is a situation that, again, I don't want to just immediately say this is 100% factual. I didn't refresh the email from the server. There's a chance the person may have faked it. Now, of course, if you go to the r/privacy Reddit, you can see that that same post we were looking at has actually just been removed by a moderator. The reason for it was Rule 8, no discussion of alternative phone OS's ROMs, which is just kind of wild to me. I mean, privacy-focused ROMs should fall under the purview, but that was the reason it was removed. And of course, in other subreddit groups, certain people have said in other Reddits, this got debunked as a fake. The poster just did fake the email for internet points. Now again, I don't know if this is true because very, very huge claim to make, Bullfrog Long. I wish that they provided some extra context, but there is no information that I could find because everything was hidden on the account. It's just, it seems like, again, I don't want to shut myself out and report misinformation. But ultimately, I did my own little research over here, and obviously there were other people 5 days ago, for instance, in the UK, where they said Yoti's ID application wasn't even opening on Graphene OS, where they showed this video of them opening up Yoti's ID and not finding, you know, any sort of luck. It actually started, and then effectively it seems as though the application got stuck in this pure white space and crashed. So I guess at this point, it's important to do the research on this channel, as I've always done, and show you what's actually happening. Are people getting blocked? Because this is a pretty serious issue. If Graphene OS is not able to fire up this ID application compared to other systems, that's not good. And that doesn't bode well for the age verification world we're going into. So let's actually run this experiment. Let's try running this application on a Graphene OS system and other valid systems, you know, valid Android systems and iPhones, for crying out loud. So here I actually have two Android devices. One of them is legitimate, like this actual Galaxy Fold over here. And one of them is this Graphene OS powered devices. So again, if you fire up basic applications like McDonald's, for instance, they should basically work. So for instance, it fired up on my actual, like, legitimate device right over here, and it fired up right over here, albeit a little bit slower, but of course you can see both these applications function. If I want to put it in order, I can put it in order on both. Now, if we go to the Yoti ID application, this is where it's going to be even funner.
So if we open up the Yodi ID on the Graphene OS device, you can see that it's firing up. And like the Reddit video we saw, we're getting a white screen with basically nothing until, again, it should effectively just crash. While, again, those sandboxes are running. So again, there are missing permissions, but I'm not letting it have access to, I think it was, that was for a different application, which I think it was trying to get access to like Bluetooth, but and that was probably not Yodi, it was Google itself trying to log me into the account that I used to download both those applications, because again, these applications came directly from the Google Play Store. So if you go to Yodi ID here, again, you can see the application fires up rapidly fast. So something about the Yodi application is breaking on the sandboxed Google like services, or it's probably looking for something and it doesn't trip and it crashes. So you know, whenever you hear about people saying that, oh, certain applications don't work on Graphene OS, you're kind of seeing it right over here. So in this age verification hell that we're in, the privacy focused operating system is getting blocked out, while the, well, non-privacy as private version is just functioning fine. So again, wild world we live in, the sacrifices we make.
And you can see it's not just an issue that's relegated. 22 days ago, an individual also had an issue with Yodi ID, where he said that, listen, I gave it every possible permission, enabled exploit protection compatibility mode, reboot the phones, nothing works. Basically, he gets a whole bunch of these actual warnings, and again, ultimately it leads to him not being able to launch this application. Which again, 21 days later, somebody links to that same now removed Reddit thread.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, back, you know, we used to live in a fucking world when you bought a computer and you used it, you know, you put your personal files onto there, they stayed there. They belonged to you. When you installed software, it did what you wanted to do without ever fucking phoning home, without ever reaching home, without ever fucking giving up your information. When you purchased a phone, it used to be that you were able to use your phone without shit being sent all the way to 5 or 6 different clouds without you ever realizing it. People have been conditioned to think that that is okay. It's one of the reasons why when I'm doing things for my own safety, and again, it's one of the reasons why I think like, yeah, it's probably why my YouTube channel hasn't been hacked. It's probably why I can sleep soundly at night knowing that my bank account information isn't getting hacked, my personal files aren't getting hacked, images of my fucking family, you know, and whatnot aren't getting fucking hacked. Images, life, discussions, things that are personal to me aren't getting sent out into the open. And that protection comes directly from the devices that I use, whether it be my desktop, which is very much controlled entirely by me, whether it be by my phone, which literally can only have information in and out of it if I know, you know, again, all of these things are under my control. And that's what these people want to fucking take. And they want you to feel bad about it too. Like, I hate the whole thing where people tell me, if you have nothing to hide, why the fuck do you care so much? Well, how the fuck, how about you just unlock your fucking home and let some asshole sit inside and watch every fucking thing that you do? Oh, if you have nothing to hide, why are you fucking so focused on your privacy and your phone? Then fucking unlock your phone and let me read every fucking single thing inside it. Like, do you understand how stupid and fucking brain dead that argument is? Like, honest to God, like, you have to be a fucking mental, like, lemon in order to fucking think that that is a great argument in any capacity. Like, it fucking pisses me off to no end when I hear that stupid fucking brain dead Reddit tier fucking take. It's just, I don't know. It's so dumb. But anyways, ladies and gentlemen, to go into it, to go back into this whole situation, obviously, you know, a bunch of these people thought that it was very ridiculous, which it is. It is a dystopian situation. Even to the point where the fellows over at Graphene OS come in and say, it's fear-mongering based on customer support making ridiculous claims to someone. There's nothing illegal about using Graphene OS, and the customer support is nearly certainly making it all up to get the person to go away. Again, I do tend to agree that maybe the actual customer support is kind of like trying to overly scare you. And it is, to be honest, this kind of terminology, even when it comes from customer support, makes the whole, it makes you, it kind of gaslights you into thinking that you're kind of doing something wrong. It's unlikely the company has done anything to specifically detect Graphene OS. It's far more likely that they detect not using Google mobile services without modifications. And again, even the Graphene OS guys do bring it up really carefully. Apps can directly use the Hardware Attestation API to check what OS and device model you're using. Apps can use Play Integrity to check for Google-certified hardware. Running the Google-certified stock OS and use that API itself will be making it mandatory. Running every app in a virtual machine without hardware acceleration, which exactly with exactly the same OS, could hide the device model, underlying host OS, kind of like running things in virtual machines like I basically always do over here. But even then, applications that don't want to be, you know, sort of examined in some cases, can see that they're running underneath virtual machines and choose not to operate, like certain Sonic malware that I've even looked at in the past. The point of it is that, look, it's probably, again, a customer service guy going way too fucking overboard, but the reality of it is the wording is not something that I am okay with, and it's not something anybody should ever be okay with. The reality of it is that these age verification companies, and by extension, a lot of these big tech companies are finding slow but sure ways to take away the little bit of ownership that you have. You know, even throughout the last few months when we've been talking about how Google has basically been like just kind of locking down Android to the point where, you know, even installing third-party applications at one point was kind of up in the air. Now, at least they've kind of made it a situation where if you have like, you know, if you have like a 24-hour grace period to like, you know, disable like certain security settings, you can still install third-party stuff. Look, the point is a lot of these companies are finding ways to lock their devices down so that I think the dream, at least for a lot of these big tech companies and governments, is we reach a point where every device that you buy basically is locked down to the point that you can only install whatever is approved in an application store or whatever, right? Basically locking people out from the ability to install applications, functionalities, third-party-wise onto their devices, right? You know, a lot of children, a lot of people my age that have grown up, we've been here since basically the dawn of computers, right? Personal computers. And it was really simple, right? Like you know, you launch an installer onto your computer, you could download it from anywhere on the internet, and you can just install anything that you wanted. For a lot of children growing up nowadays, you know, a lot of people don't really even have a computer. They have like maybe an iPad, maybe an iPhone, maybe like a fucking Chromebook in certain cases. And for them, downloading an application means opening the centralized app store, searching for the application, and if it's there, great. If it isn't, well, there's no way for me to get it, right? This is kind of the world that I think a lot of the newer generation is kind of conditioned into. And in some ways, I think that, you know, when it comes to these big tech companies, that's really the world they want most people to live in, right? A world that is solely controlled by whatever Google, Apple, or any of these companies and governments want you to exclusively use. And when it comes to them in particular, the people at the top, the government leaders, the people that say privacy is important for us, but not so much for you, that's the creepy part. It doesn't matter what political side you're on. It doesn't matter where you are at in your view of the world. The point is, the people at the top, left, right, whatever the fuck, up, down, hate the fact that you have a little bit of freedom and privacy in your life. And this dystopia, whether you want to accept it or not, is a dystopia they want to generate. And that is something that we have to be vigilant, constantly fighting for. It may seem exhausting, but trust me, if you give up now and you lose this fight, then whatever freedom that you thought you enjoyed on the internet, that will be a dream of the past. It'll be a world that will no longer exist. You know, we're already getting to a point, and again, just to kind of top it off, right? Like, even in places like Texas, I have a lot of my Texans friends who are like, we live in an age of real freedom here. And now you've got Apple, who, because of a law in Texas, now have to do age assurance and make sure that anybody accessing their app store is over the age of 18, right? And again, this is what it kind of looks like, right? It starts small, right? You go to your iPhone, you get this little screen that wants you to verify who the fuck you are. And sometimes it can be through a credit card, which is the best case experience. And sometimes it might be through maybe give us your driver's license. And if you're really lucky, Apple will be smart enough and say, wow, you seem like you're over 18 because your account is over the age of 18 at this point. So fucking go ahead, pal. You do you. But again, this is still not a world that I'm totally 100% comfortable in, right? Because at the end of the day, I feel like what's happening at this point is a lot of these companies, a lot of these like government agencies want you to give up your information, log in on a central server. So whenever you download an app, whenever you access a website that may contain information not suitable for minors, whether that be basic information about, I don't know, the human anatomy, whether that be a fucking GitHub project, whether that be, you know, adult videos at that point, right? Literally the Trojan horse used to push this crap in the first place. That is a world I'm not comfortable in, right? Like, where they're just tracking what you do, cataloging what you do. And a lot of this done through companies whose age assurance partners and initial investments for those age assurance companies were made by people, were invested by individuals like Peter Thiel at some point. People that want to do nothing but invoke this demon of mass surveillance onto you while they escape to places like fucking Argentina and live the rest of their lives out while creating a fucking hell for the rest of the people that have to live in it, right? Like, I don't know. I don't know, man. It's fucking crazy. Like, the more you talk about it, the more the conspiracy theories that I've always thought of just keep invading the mind like the most intrusive thought you could think of. But yeah, wild shit, man. Wild shit when customer support reps can tell you that using a privacy-focused device is warrantable enough for them to report this over to their security teams and, by extension, automatically, law enforcement agencies too. As if everyone who cares about their privacy is suddenly a fucking terrorist or a drug trafficker or a fucking human trafficker, whatever the hell. Insane shit, man. If you like what you saw, please like, comment, and subscribe. Dislike if you dislike it. Always fight back. Always understand what's at stake, okay? I am out.